Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Honor of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The Lord honors us in using us. And He honors us in letting us do things, not just Him doing everything for us. He gives us the honor of binding up the enemy. He gives us the honor of exercising authority over situations, doesn't He? Mark 11:23, how many know what it says? Mark 11:23. Whoever will beg God,
no.
God,
no.
Make this mountain get out of my way.
No.
Please, God, please make the mountain go away. Please, God, move this mountain. Is that what that says?
No.
No? Whoever will speak to, that's not prayer. Whoever will speak to the mountain and say, mountain, that's not talking to God, that's talking to the mountain. Mountain, get out of the way, be rooted up and be cast into the sea. He said, if you don't doubt what you say, but you believe what you say will come to pass, you will have what you say. Awful lot of you in there. Can you see where Christians have missed it? It's God this and God, 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 everything's God. God's got to do it. God's going to do it. Please, God, you do it. No, He's given us the honor of doing some things. Did you know it's unscriptural for you to pray that God would bind the devil? Can't find that in the scripture. Boy, it got quiet when I said that. What does the scripture tell us to do? Anybody remember in James? You resist the devil, and he will flee from
you.
Who's going to resist him?
You.
And he'll flee from God.
No.
That's not what it said. You resist the devil, he will flee from
you.
See, Christians are missing about, oh God, make the devil stop. God, make the devil. He didn't tell you to do that. He gives you the honor.
Amen.
Are you getting this?
Yes.
He gives you the honor of being able to address the problem yourself.
Amen.
Directly.
Hallelujah.
Or are you getting this?
Yes.
He expects us not to stay babies. He expects us to grow up.
Amen.
And be mature sons and daughters of God.
Yes.
Amen. People He can turn stuff over to. That we can take care of things. That we can deal with things. He's training us to rule and reign with Him.
Amen.
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 Listen to what Jesus said in John. In fact, turn there. John 16, this honor have all His saints, the honor of binding up the enemy, the honor of walking in and exercising authority.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We ought to know this. Parents ought to know this. Little ones, if they're developing right, it doesn't take very long until they'll say, let me do it.
That's right.
Huh? They want to tie their own shoe.
Yeah.
They want to dress theirself. They want to feed theirself. Even when they're too little to. They go, let me do it. Let me do it. And if you're a good parent, as soon as you can, you will. Now, they're not going to do it as well as you do. They're liable to come out of there with shirt all buttoned up wrong and pants on backwards. But you got to learn. You got to start somewhere. So you need to let them do it. They're going to make some mistakes. They're not going to do it as good as you would. But you got to let them learn that. Elsewise, I guess they'd be 30 years old and not know how to dress herself. And you see some very messed up situations where parents still carrying a child and he's this big, you know, doing everything for him. No, that child, the time that child gets older, should be making his own bed,
right.
Cleaning his own room,
Amen.
helping you with the yard. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Well, that's the way it is spiritually. Spiritually, people are born babies, and babies need to be cared for. And in the church, we need to really watch out for our babies and take care of our babies. But people that have been walking with God for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years are not supposed to need somebody holding their hand, praying with them half a day.
Amen.
Did you hear me? Counseling with them half the week.
Amen.
They're supposed to be helping other people.
Amen.
And there's been a wrong mentality in church circles. You know that people come, even in larger churches, and they just come and sit on the chair, and that's all they do. They come, they sit, they listen, they go. They come back, they sit, they listen, they go. And the pastors and the ministers are supposed to do all the praying, supposed to do all the believing, supposed to do all the visitation, supposed to do all the work. Cannot be done.
Yeah.
Besides that, it's wrong.
Amen.
No, we're supposed to grow up and supposed to let you do some things.
Amen.
Amen. And you're not going to do everything just perfect the first time. I'm so thankful to Dr. Hagin. He put me up to preach when I was dumb as a post. Do you know what I mean by that? I mean just, well, when you first start, you don't know. And I was doing the best I knew how. I was studying and I'd make my notes and I'd pray, but dear Lord, you just know so little. And kind of plod through something. And I tell you how I started some of my first. They let me show his tapes in the healing school. And what I would do is I'd get a thought and idea and I'd pause the tape. And I'd share the idea and then I'd just start the tape back. That's a good way to start, man. And eventually got to where, you know, they wanted us to just get away from the tape and just keep teaching. But I thank God that I'm sure I said some things that wasn't completely right. And I did some things that wasn't completely right, but that's the best I knew. But we'd have never developed if somebody hadn't let us.
That's right. Amen.
And so you and I need to be thinking, Lord, what are you allowing us to do? I mean, we don't know everything he knows. We couldn't do it like he does, but he lets us do things, and this honors us. He'll tap you on the shoulder. You go over there and share Jesus with them. And you're thinking, I don't know many scriptures and I'm not a preacher. He knows all that. He just honored you. Do you have enough sense to realize it? He honored you by saying, I want to use you to do this. Amen. You go over there and lay hands on them and pray for them to be healed. Well, I want to go get the pastor. He didn't say get the pastor. He said, you do it. Amen. You've heard testimonies in this church already about people that said something happened in the night, something happened in the middle of the week, and they didn't have time to call somebody.
That's right.
But they had learned enough to stand for themselves. Oh, that's music to my ears.
Amen.
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 The Lord doesn't want us to be a church full of babies, church full of cribs, little whiny cry babies. Always whining about what we don't have and we need this and we need that. No, no. A church full of people available,
yes,
saying, here am I, Lord.
Yes.
Send me.
Hallelujah.
Use me.
Yes.
I know I don't know everything, but I'll do the best I know. And that's how you learn. And that's how you grow. Can you say amen?
Amen.
In John 16, and I'm closing with this, John 16, verse 26. Jesus said, John 16, 26, at that day you shall ask in my name. At that day. What day is he talking about? He's talking about the day we live in. The day of the new covenant. The day of the new testament. At that day you shall ask in my name. Now get this. And I say not to you that I will pray the Father for you. For the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came out from God. Can you hear Jesus saying, I want you to grow up?
Yeah.
Huh? Can you hear him saying that? You know, it was interesting when Jesus told the 12, then he told the 70, he called them to himself. And the Bible said he gave them power and authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every manner of sickness and every manner of disease. Put yourself in their shoes. They've been with Jesus for these months now. They see him casting out devils. They see him ministering to the sick. They see him bringing deliverance to the people. He calls a staff meeting after one of the crusades. He looks at them. Peter, John, Matthew, on through the list. I give you power and authority for you to cast out spirits. I give you power and authority to minister to the sick, bring healing. Now go and minister. And he sent them out. You remember he sent them out? Can you imagine after the meeting? Peter looks at John and says, did he say what I thought he said? Thomas said, I can't believe it. Maybe not. But different ones, you know, would remark. You mean we're going to do what he's been doing? He told us to go deal with it. Well, he honored them, didn't he? Didn't he honor them? By saying, I'm sending you out. Isn't that what Mark 16 says? That we would go into all the world. We would preach the gospel to every creature. We would cast out devils. We would lay hands on the sick. He's honoring us. I said, he's honoring us. You don't have to beg God. You don't have to find somebody else to pray for you. You can stand up. You can speak to the mountain. You can speak to the enemy and command him to stop. And he'll have to obey you in that mighty name of Jesus. Can you say amen?
Amen.
He's honored us. This honor have all his saints. The honor of exercising authority. The honor of believing for yourself. The honor of coming to God for yourself. Amen?
Amen.
Stand up on your feet, please. Everybody say it out loud. I can come to God for myself. I can pray myself. He will hear me. I can believe God for myself. He will respond to my faith. He can use me. Tell him out loud, say, Lord, here am I. Use me as it pleases you. Send me. Use me. As is good in your eyes. I believe you can use me to help somebody, and I thank you for doing so. Amen. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Honor of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.